Good morning, Wisconsin.
Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a great day out there. Mm-hmm. Seth and I are going to dive into some entertainment news. We've got some other fun stuff lined up for you, get into our schedule. We got the most popular Marvel characters to touch on.
We'll see how wrong those are.
Yes. We will also take a look at some great local events going on in our area and our schedule for today. We'll be looking at all of that. But right away, right out the gate, text us the keyword FAST through the Civic Media app, everybody.
All right. FAST. Do it quickly.
Do it quick. go ahead and text that keyword to us so you can get a chance to win Milwaukee Brewers tickets, a pack of four, to see the Thursday, August 28th game versus Arizona. Text us the keyword FAST through the Civic Media app. Thanks so much to everybody who's already done so and all of you great listeners out there for downloading the app. We appreciate you. Keyword FAST. Text it to us, everybody. Do it quickly. Taking a look at some entertainment news. If Ozzy Osbourne taught us anything, it is that you can go out on your own terms.
Okay, yep.
Stevie Wonder is 75 years old, and he has no intention of hanging it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, real quick note. Are there any other popular or famous Stevies?
Stevie Nicks?
Yeah.
That's one other one.
But that's there you go.
But that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's it.
Like Stephen, Stefan. I mean, I've heard of a lot of them. Other than Stevie Nicks, Stevie Wonder.
Right.
I've never met just somebody in day-to-day life that goes by Stevie.
Right.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an odd one.
So he says, quote, "For as long as you breathe, for as long as your heart beats, there's more for you to do."
Wow.
He adds, quote, "I love playing music. That's like my mantra. I think I can do all the stuff I want to do. I'm not going to stop the gift that keeps pouring through my body."
Mm.
As long as you can imagine it, as long as you are going to be creative. Mm-hmm. Let me get this right. As long as you can imagine is as long as you are going to be creative. Mm. And as long as you let your mind work, you don't have to retire.
Mm. That's wow. That's great.
One of the biggest selling points to me about being an entertainer is the idea that I don't have to retire. I can act as long as I want. As long as my heart is beating, I can go out there. And even if I don't have a character that doesn't have any lines, I can still go out there and act. I can still perform.
Right.
Radio.
Yep.
Is something that, you know, if you take good care of yourself, you know, you could do this to your last days.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that about industries. I don't have any interest in retirement.
Right.
Now I would hope to get to that point someday. I don't know that our generation is going to get that chance.
Yeah, we'll see.
But to me, part of the thing that pulled me to the industries that I work in is that I can work as long as I want, as long as the industries will have me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I've always approached it. As long as the industries will have me, the audience will let me know when I'm done in radio. The audience will let me know when I'm done as an actor. They'll let me know when I'm done as a creative.
Mm-hmm.
I can still create, but I probably wouldn't be doing it for an audience.
Right.
Nobody's tired of Stevie.
No.
Nobody's done seeing Stevie. And this approach is so vastly different than anybody else I've ever heard talk about retirement.
Mm.
I don't care if you're talking about an athlete, somebody working at a factory, or anything like that. Listen to what he's saying here.
Mm.
And he's being very consistent.
Yes.
This is Stevie from day one.
Yep.
For as long as you breathe, for as long as your heart beats, there's more for you to do.
Yes.
It's not about, I've done everything, my legacy's set. It's like, are you still alive? Get to work.
Yeah. There's still stuff out there.
My nana told me when I was a kid, Jimmy, God gave you something. Don't misuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it to work. Make good use of it.
Yep.
It has stayed in my head since it was yesterday that you told me that.
Sure.
Whatever you believe in all those things and stuff is here or there.
Right.
But I would think that everybody at least appreciates these skills that you were given.
Right.
So to put them to work is part of our purpose here, part of our job.
I agree.
So the idea of retiring seems a little silly when you think of it that way.
I have no problem with retirement.
Right. Please, everybody, welcome retirement to so many individuals out there.
Right.
But if you don't have to.
Right. And it depends on what kind of retirement we're talking about. You know, retiring from a job is one thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But retiring from, like you're saying, you're what you're good at, what you love to do, you know, your passion, whatever it is, you never have to, you know, even if you don't get paid for it, it doesn't matter. You can always go do that. You can always go there as long as you are physically and mentally and emotionally able to do it.
Yeah, it's an interesting story,
which is fantastic. I mean, this is a man who's been in the public spotlight since he was 12 years old. I mean, and now he's 75, and he still loves it. He still loves it.
You see so many people who get famous in a year or two in, and they're done. They're burnt out. They don't want anything to do with it. It's a great note. He's been doing this since he was 12, and he's still not tired of it.
I know. It's amazing.
Still hasn't gotten enough.
No.
And to Stevie's point, still hasn't given enough.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, exactly.
If you got anything left in you, you got more to give.
He talked about his gift, and it is a gift. Man, what do he I has, like
that.
Yeah.
Man, that got me. I want to go do something now. I want to go
charge through a brick wall. Yeah.
Well, I guess we're doing it. We're doing it right now. We're doing something.
I guess we are.
A famous singer is skipping his long-awaited induction into the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. Okay.
And this is actually something Seth and I have been talking about for, I would say, almost a couple of years on and off.
Okay. Yeah.
The idea of, you know, people who belong in a Hall of Fame that are not in.
Right.
For many years, one of my best friends, Chris, and I know Carl here at the station talked about Jerry Kramer this way, how he belonged in the Hall of Fame and right. how it was foolish that he wasn't in there. It was so cool when he got in.
Yes.
And we got to celebrate that and everything. In that same note, you have felt that way about Chubby Checker for a very long time.
Yes.
That why is Chubby Checker not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Before there was even a foundation, you should have had Chubby in there.
Right. The impact that he had on popular music cannot be measured.
Well, and Chubby Checker recently was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, finally.
Yes.
And I do stress finally, but Chubby won't be there.
Okay.
He is not going to be at the event. He's busy. He's got a concert that day.
Oh, my gosh.
Chubby Checker is scheduled to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on November 8th, but recently revealed he won't be attending. Instead, he booked another concert for the same night on purpose.
Oh, really?
Quote, "We're not coming. We have a gig," Checker told the crowd at a July 27th concert in Des Plaines, Illinois. Quote, "I told my manager, make sure where we go to the when we go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the induction that I'm not doing what I'm doing what I love doing the most, being in front of the audience, a live audience, not a televised audience."
Wow.
According to Ultimate Classic Rock, the Rock Hall appears to be okay with this, with Checker's decision. Oh. The organization presented him with his induction trophy at the concert nearly 4 months before all the other inductees will receive their award.
Wow.
So I would say kind of going out of their way a little bit to make this a thing and to respect his wishes.
Finally. Honestly, this feels a little bit, and I get what he's doing in there, and I honestly, this feels a little bit of like, dude, now?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm sure he knows his place in music history. I'm sure he does. I think he was just like, you know, forget it. You know, I waited long, you know, this long. I don't care that much about it anymore. If he even did care about, maybe he didn't. I don't know. You know, so it feels to me, it's like, whatever. I'm doing what I want to do. I don't need to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It doesn't matter to me. I'm still doing what I get to do for a living. And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's doing it.
He's not the only one refusing to attend this year's ceremony, too. Fellow Hall of Famers inductee Carol Kay, a bassist who was part of the legendary group with session musicians known as the Wrecking Crew. We've touched on that
yes.
She won't be there.
She's already said why. She doesn't want to be there. So, yeah, makes sense to me.
Checker and Kay will still be named by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which will also include Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Bad Company, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Other honorees include Salt-N-Pepa and Warren Zevon, who will both receive Music Influence Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Ceremony will stream live on Disney Plus and be available on Hulu the next day.
All right.
Quote, "Chubby goes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's an old guy. He's probably retired, but he's not doing anything. Maybe that's what they thought." That's one of the quotes that came out about this.
Right.
So I think that is one last Pete's note about this.
That's backhanded. Like, come on now. I don't blame him. I do not blame him in the least.
Well, and I mean, not to say he got what he wanted necessarily by getting in.
Again,
But it if to me, one of the things that would be cool about this is getting to perform in front of people these hits. Well, he's already doing that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I'm sure there would be a lot of great adulation if he were there, you know, from the people that are there and all that kind of stuff. But hey, that's up to him.
I would like to see the twist done with like multiple artists and Chubby Checker. That is one of my things I do get pulled really into by the Rock Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool, even if he's not there, to see people do that.
I would say all the inductees together doing it. How about that?
That's awesome.
That'd be fun.
All of them doing the twist.
I don't.
It's there are very few songs that influenced and helped the music industry and the radio industry would not be where they are. Right. Without the twist,
right?
Like you don't have to do a lot of deep digging on this right. one.
And I know I've spoken about this before, but this is something I didn't know until more recently about rock and roll. The twist saved rock and roll. Basically, it bridged the gap between, you know, the first iteration of rock and roll, you know, that first explosion in the late 50s, and then the coming of the Beatles kind of thing. And without the twist, I think rock and roll would have been watered down so far that it would have been indistinguishable from pop music as it was. You know, maybe put a little more backbeat in it, that kind of thing. Yep. But they call rock and roll twist music for like 3 years after the twist came out. It was so big. Yeah. Everyone recorded twist songs, man. Look at the record. Look at the people. Sam Cooke had a twist album. You know, all these acts, Bill Haley had a twist album. That's how popular it was.
Looking at streaming services, something we're all going to be doing a lot of over the next couple of years, Apple TV Plus just raised its monthly fee by 30%.
Oh, dear God.
It now costs $12.99 instead of $9.99.
Uh-huh.
And that's for new customers. Existing customers will see the increase within the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Apple's annual rate of $99 a month will not change. So if you want to pay the yearly fee, that is not any different.
Oh, that's interesting.
How nice of them.
That's to get more people to do the annual thing, I think. But yes, yeah.
Apple TV is expected to lose its Friday Night Baseball partnership with Major League Baseball, but on the upside, Ted Lasso is coming back for its fourth season. They also have popular series, a lot of the more popular series out there, like Severance, Morning Show, Studio, and Shrinking. Mm-hmm. Apple TV Plus is still only the only major streaming service without an ad-supported option, and that is their probably biggest selling point right now.
Right.
Their TV shows and movies have not hit the mark like they thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out you can't just throw money at something and it works out. I would love to see a service that can get away with it actually do right by the people. One of our local nonprofits that have joined us for many, many years, the Historic Point Boss, they have not changed their prices in a decade or so.
That's right.
They've done this specifically for the community, knowing that families cannot not always have an extra couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But they have not, inflation has not affected things over there.
No.
Can they afford to do this? Well, I ask you, did you hear me say nonprofit?
Yeah.
Name me a nonprofit that can afford to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait. nobody can.
Right.
A nonprofit is doing that.
Yeah.
So Amazon, Apple, these companies can't do it.
Right.
These companies couldn't. Imagine the PR boom that you would get if, you know what? We know how it is out there. We know the prices are getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're not changing.
Right.
We're staying pat, everybody. We're doing this for you. Nope. They don't do it. They don't do it. And don't tell me that there isn't a marketing, at least one person in that marketing room that doesn't think of these things, too.
Oh, I'm sure
I'm not, I'm not a marketing genius by any means or anything. When it comes to that, in that decision, they care more about the money than us.
Yes. 120%, which I know is not a thing, but
30%.
Yeah, there you go. But no. You hit the mark. We are in a time right now where this is where the customer does not matter for large corporate the El Cafe. Does it matter to them? You bet it does. Because if there's not people there, they're going to go out of business.
Yep.
Okay, local businesses, they have to deliver on what they do. Otherwise, they're going to go out of business. They don't have to. Apple can do whatever it wants because they don't care. Okay. They don't care whether or not you can afford it or not. Oh, they're talking what James just said. What are the dollar signs? They do not care about what, you know, what people want. They don't care about getting more. No. What is the bottom line? How can we extract? And I'm using that word very specifically. How can we extract value from people? So if you feel, if you use a, like a mining term, that doesn't feel good, you know, but that's what they're doing. They're literally extracting stuff from you. Yeah, that's gross.
When it there's a race that's been going on right now with every single streaming service. They're all racing. They're all racing each other. By the finances of this alone, Apple's not the only one. I'm sure others are going to increase their prices.
You better believe it. Already have. Yeah.
Right. With that happening, they're not all going to survive. A year from now, there are going to be some of these streaming services that have been gobbled up by another service.
Exactly. You're right.
And so with this race going on and the idea of that, you would think that you would be putting more and more effort into your content, into your work, into the reason people come to your sites.
Right.
Instead, they're more focused on how can we make more money?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, and the companies that are focused on that, not to say all of them aren't, but the ones that are more focused on that, they will be left by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that any one of the shows I just mentioned, including the very popular Ted Lasso coming back,
yeah, exactly,
is enough to get people to pay $13 a month.
Right.
I don't know if that one thing is, especially when you take away the idea of the other thing not mentioned in this article is MLS soccer and the paywall behind that and what that has done to the soccer in this country. It was already struggling, and now it's even worse.
And so you limit access so people don't even know what's – I mean, seriously, yeah.
You took the most popular athlete in the world, put him in one of our most populated states and put it behind a paywall. Mm-hmm. What did you think was going to happen? Like, as you were trying to build up to the World Cup here in North America.
Right.
And this is what you did with it.
Yeah.
It has, the numbers are, they are nightmarish when you see the streaming numbers for soccer that Apple has had. They're desperate. And they're doing this because they know that, I think they know their days are numbered. So they're going to get the money they can out of this, and eventually these shows are going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, they're going to sell it to Amazon or Netflix or something like that. I think you're right.
Apple is not going to survive the streaming game.
No.
I don't believe that they will. Not with this model and not with what they're putting out there.
Right.
And again, it's not to say that they don't have some good shows.
No.
But you can't make a network on some good shows. This ain't cable, man. This ain't the old days. Fox had three or four hours of programming. Everything else was just what they would sell for advertising and different things. It's part of the reason why we got the infomercial rise and everything.
Exactly.
You don't have that advantage in streaming.
No.
You don't.
It's not going to work. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how this business model survives. I don't know how Apple, and I'm using Apple as a prime example, but no pun intended. but I could throw Prime in there too.
Yeah. No. All of them. Yeah. Exactly. You could throw all of the streaming services in there. Yep.
Not sure how that ends, but I'll tell you this. I do think that the people make the decisions on these things at the end of the day, and people are not going to keep doing this.
No.
They
can't afford it.
Right.
They literally can't afford it anymore. Yeah.
We will come back with what is new on your small screen, new on your big screen, coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. 7 & James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Got a bunch of good things on the way for you.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.
Let's dive into what is new on your small screen, new on your big screen, everybody.
Yeah.
Looking at this weekend, football. That's it. It's all that matters.
Oh, no, such a cliche, man.
It is, and I can't help it. We do have some preseason football going on this weekend. Tonight at 7 o'clock on CBS, Tennessee Titans hosting your Minnesota Vikings.
All right.
Also going on tonight on NFL Network at 7. NFL preseason football, Dallas Cowboys versus the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
If that's not your thing, on 7 o'clock at 7 o'clock on ABC, search for the truth, the Amanda Knox story, and you've got us a documentary about Jussie Smollett on Netflix. Hulu has a new movie, Eeny Meeny, starring Samara Weaving and Andy Garcia.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I like seeing Andy Garcia.
That's always a good, yeah.
And this Sunday at 8 o'clock on CNN, the one-hour special, New Orleans, Soul of a City, Rebirth of the Superdome. That sounds interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
Check that out.
All right.
What new movies going on? Now, not a lot of big releases going on. Really, this is a weekend where they're kind of leaning into the movies that are already out.
Okay.
Not a lot of people wanting to compete with those. There's nothing really that's a wide release. I would say the only big movie being in wide release is Relay. Riz Ahmed and Lily James, Sam Worthington in that one, rated R. But what I think is the industry is going to be much more curious about is how some of the big blockbusters are going to be doing, in these third, fourth weeks and everything.
Right, yeah.
A lot of movie theaters still have Superman and the Fantastic Four in them.
They do.
I'd be curious to see how those numbers are looking this deep into summer.
Right.
I'm not the only one. I know that the industry itself is looking
watching
very
closely.
I rewatched some of the three of the big ones as far as the superhero stuff and all that, Thunderbolts, Superman, Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
I recently kind of watched them again, and I've got to say, I still think Thunderbolts is the best of all of them.
That's interesting.
Wow. Yeah. I really, really, really like that movie.
It was a very fun movie. Very well done.
Thought Superman was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. It's a great launching pad for that. It's cool to see DC competing again.
Yeah.
And doing good work.
Yep.
Well done to James Gunn.
We'll see if the market's in the right spot, though. That's the only downside to it. Because we don't know what's going to happen from now on.
Fantastic Four was perfect. I wouldn't change one thing about that movie. No, it was fantastic.
It was a lot of fun.
I just really like Thunderbolts, man. I thought it was really, really well done and really good.
I'm with you.
I'm curious to see where those numbers end up by Monday. Mm-hmm. We'll be seeing.
Yep.
Might take a look at it ourselves. I also wanted to touch on one other thing. So we wrapped up our second week of On Golden Pond. We are doing in rehearsals right now, the cast and I and our team. And in doing this, one of the things that I've been able to enjoy as a director is getting kind of this chance to just take all this in, watch what everybody's doing, and it's been difficult for me. I'm bad at interrupting people. I don't like it. I find it rude under any, whether I'm on the air or just talking on the side.
Right.
I've never been very good at it. As a director, it's my job to do this.
Yeah.
It's my job to insert things and jump in there when my actors are talking and they're in the middle of a big bit.
You have to direct them, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the job description, right?
It's something that I just want to thank the cast working with me on because they've been great and very encouraging on and everything. And I hope I don't go too far the other way, though. But it's just such a fun process. And I have to tell everybody, again, 2 weeks in, about 8 rehearsals everybody has had, including a walkthrough, and they're already building just like skyscrapers into these characters.
Awesome.
Incredible work that is already happening, the timing that is already being developed and everything. Get your tickets now. Be ready for this incredible show. If you have seen On Golden Pond before, you have not seen it like this.
Okay.
It is going to be wonderful. We've got some new actors hitting this stage. We've got some favorites out there, and we got a crew that is working harder than any crew I've worked with in a long time.
That's great.
Head on over to wrctheater.org and get those tickets. And while you're there, why not be a part of our Golden Anniversary Variety Show?
Yeah, sign up for that.
There's a little link in the corner. I encourage you to click on that and check it out. They are planning a huge variety show to celebrate 50 years of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Mm-hmm. Looking to find lots of acts to create a night of fun and entertainment. Whether it's a monologue, musical theater act, comedy, drama, solo, duet, trio, small group, any of the above, they would love to have you be a part of this.
Yes.
Now, if you don't have any interest in hitting the stage, well, you can also volunteer and be a part of other things.
That's right.
And just even making plans to attend.
Every show needs an audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, perfect. Just come and see all the fruits of the labor. Yeah.
We know that there's a lot of people out there that don't always have the time to be a part of a production. It is a big time commitment
for
people.
It does consume, yeah.
But something like this, just for a night, show on up.
Yep. And we can guarantee you will enjoy it. No matter what happens, you will enjoy it.
I pitched an idea to Gretchen, and she said, excellent, go with it. So I'm going to be a part of this one. I'll be performing, and I know that there's some others that will be, too.
What's James going to do? You better submit what you're going to do in writing before you know.
No, everybody already knows what I'm going to do. I've been joking about it for years. I'm going to do my Simpsons one-man show.
I know
I'm going to finally do all it's actually...
It grinds to a halt.
It is a rendition of the Simpsons first episode, Santa's Little Helper. where I will be doing every voice from the... No.
Oh, no.
Sadly enough, I probably could quote that whole episode.
You probably could.
But I will not be doing that. No, I will not be doing that. No. But we encourage it. Well, just as... I'll share this. I'm doing a spoken word thing. I'm doing a spoken word monologue.
That's right.
Doing some poems
I suggested Casey at the Bat. So, you know.
It's nice. It's a great one. But things like that you could do to be a part of this. Or, heck, if you know magic, if you juggle, I don't care.
I was going to say juggling. Yeah. That's, you know, I would like to see a juggler. That'd be fun.
Find out more and sign on up at wrctheater.org. Buy local, support local, support the arts, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to support our news and sports and entertainment as well. That's coming up for you right here during the morning show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. After this segment here, we'll come back and we'll wrap things up. We'll get into our local events that we have going on in our area, mm-hmm. our schedule, and plenty more. But I have a fun one for us here, a final fun topic for our Friday, Seth. And we want audience participation.
Yes, we want to hear from you.
715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. Who is your favorite Marvel character?
And we know you have opinions on this.
Yes.
We know. You have opinions on this.
Yes. Everybody's got a favorite. Yes. Everybody's got a favorite.
Yeah. Even if you don't want to admit it. He's got a favorite.
So who is it? Well, there is a new poll to determine the most popular Marvel characters. And this was put together by Ranker.com, who does a pretty good job with these.
Yes. That's their entire job is to rank things, right?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like a bad gig.
No, not at all.
Doesn't seem like a bad one. They got 20 of them here. We're going to burn through some of these to get to the core of this.
Yeah, right.
So looking at it, at number 20, Hawkeye, Clint Barton.
Yes. Very cool.
Nick Fury comes in at number 19.
I'm surprised he's not a little bit higher than that.
Yeah,
he's been in so many of the movies and TV shows.
Especially with the popularity of Samuel Jackson.
That too, yeah.
You know, you'd think that'd be a part of it. And number 18, Thanos.
Okay. Thanos was right.
You know, Disney noticed something real early on that I give them a lot of credit for, in the idea that where we were going as entertainment with our heroes. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned many times that the GoldenEye movie is a game changer, in part because it's the first time that you see James Bond really taking a punch.
Right.
You never saw Connery taking a punch. You saw him attached to a machine.
Right.
You know, you know, the laser and all that.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Right.
It's one of the greatest lines ever delivered.
Never must his hair even. Yeah.
Yeah. You never saw that. His hair only got messed up by the girl he was with, usually.
That's right.
Like, he never saw those things. Once that happened, everybody took notice.
Mm-hmm.
And the popularity of that movie, the popularity of that character would not be the same without that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It,
that's right.
It jumped that movie, industry, the James Bond industry, back into things.
Yes, it did.
Everybody else took note of that. Going into the most recent movie of Superman, James Gunn faced the challenge, how do I make Superman relatable?
Right.
How do I make him human?
Can do like anything. Right. Yeah, that's hard to do.
There's not spoiling anything, but Superman makes it, by the time we're getting into the movie, he makes a decision that would not be, you know, 50% of the country would like it, 50% of the country, the world would like it, 50% wouldn't.
Ah.
And so it puts him in this situation of kind of those things.
Right.
Humanizes him in the way of like he feels, he thinks, and he's not always right. He's not always makes the right move.
Right.
That kind of thing. So when all that, the rise of the anti-hero, Disney saw, well, why not just focus on villains?
Right.
They're one of our more popular characters.
Mm-hmm.
So they start doing Maleficent and some of those things,
yep,
and they're still doing it. They're still focusing on villains. Pixar with the bad guys movies and everything.
Yep, yep.
So the villain character is getting more and more, or has gotten more and more popular over the years. I don't know. I think it's kind of peaked at that. I don't know. You're going to be able to hit that over and over again.
Exactly.
It's kind of interesting to see where that went.
Mm-hmm.
At number 17, The Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes.
Yes. And that's all because of Sebastian Stan.
Yeah.
He's so charming. Yes.
I would love to know how much of this is because of the movie and the actor playing the character, and how much of it has to do with the comic book and the history of the character.
Right, right. Because honestly, the Winter Soldier in the comics is kind of a cipher in a lot of ways. He actually puts personality there. So it's nice.
Star-Lord, Peter Quill. Again, I think that, you know.
That's very much on Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's very, the character is very similar in the comics, but he adds a little panache to it that I think is fun.
For me, man, that's such a great... Panache is a word we need to bring back. I want to hear rappers using panache. I want to hear the rappers using
it. Nice.
You say that, Seth, and I think for me, the greatest example of what you're talking about there, it is the actor that made this character that big.
Right.
Ant-Man, Scott Lang.
Yes.
You put Paul Rudd, it's hard to, how am I going to sell Ant-Man? How am I going to sell Aquaman? How am I going to sell these guys? Well, I'll put
on their face a little ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Like Aquaman, like, okay, if it doesn't have to do with water, we're good. Yeah, like, okay, like if I'm a
just
villain.
Put him on land, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm a villain, all my crimes have nothing to do with water, okay, yeah. We're good. But you put Jason Momoa as Aquaman, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you're working with something different here and everything. Yeah. You pull Paul, one of the more charming, handsome actors of our generation, and yep. Paul Rudd in that role.
And funny actors as well. And then you lean into that humor, and then you get a very popular character. Yep.
Interesting one here with the Hulk at number 14, Bruce mm-hmm. Banner. Now, there's a character that's been popular our whole lives.
Yes.
Going back to the TV show, one of the few successful superhero TV shows.
Ever, yes. And that's to be fair. And the Hulk story is you know, it's kind of a universal story. Hmm. It's something, you know, it's based kind of like on Frankenstein. I mean, Stan Lee admitted that.
Yeah.
That he kind of, it was his Frankenstein story, basically. But all the iterations that the Hulk's gone through over the years, exploring this whole man, the monster in the man, and all these kinds of things. It's been more, they've made it a lot more complex over the years. It used to be very simplistic, but.
I never heard that Stan said that, because I completely misread, or at least my interpretation of the character has always been very different. I agree with everything you said right up until that. For me, it's always been Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, really? That's the part of it.
More of that than Frankenstein to me. Frankenstein is almost something completely different. But I see the connection as soon as you said
right,
it.
Right.
But I always thought of it as more of a... You said universal relatability.
Yes.
And I thought, well, Jekyll and Hyde, certainly.
The Monster Within, exactly. That's very...
Same thing you're saying.
Very, there, very similar.
Also impressive that a couple of iterations that didn't work and the character was still able to like stay relevant and everything.
Which is something... I mean, it's a very versatile character in that way.
At 13 and 12, Scarlet Witch and Black Widow, both character, you know, both played by incredible actresses.
People that have worked really hard on this kind of thing. So, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if in the comics the characters are that fleshed out, but I know.
Oh, the Scarlet Witch is.
Oh, yeah.
Black Widow has had her moments over the years. I mean, we're talking 70, 80 years of lore to pull on to. So they've gone through a lot of different changes as well.
I thought this one might be a little bit higher at number 11, Black Panther, T'Challa. That movie, Black Panther, at the time kept, it didn't save the superhero movies from dipping down like they would eventually do, but it kept it afloat a little bit longer.
It really, I mean, you're right, because it was a very different type of movie, the way they the Wakanda, the whole building, the world building in it, which was really cool. I think they did a really good job. Honestly, when I think of the comic character of Black Panther, it's a hard character to write because, he's a superhero, but he's also a king. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, whoa, okay, how do you work that out? When you bring Chadwick Boseman in, and he does, I mean, just an absolutely fantastic job, remarkable job with that character. I mean, that's what makes it for me.
One of the more dedicated and stronger actors I've seen in Chadwick Boseman. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, you put him in that role. You get an actor like that wants to do that role.
Exactly.
That's impressive. Yep. At number 10, Groot. Yeah, I could see that.
Never that popular in the comics.
Hmm.
But... what they did with him in the James Gunn again.
Yeah.
What he did with him in the Guardians movies. Yeah. Became extremely popular.
I'm borderline shocked that this one isn't higher. At number 9, Deadpool. Not a character.
Something of an acquired taste.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And while the movies are incredibly popular, you know, the past year alone brought you the biggest superhero movie of all time.
Right.
Box office wise in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yep.
But yeah, I could see where he might be a little bit lower that way.
And part of it is for me personally, and this might be the Deadpool of the movies isn't quite the Deadpool of the comics.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's not quite there, so that's why I'm not as big a fan.
And I think that's where they've had a bit of a divide with the fan base.
I think
that
so.
One. Yeah. I love the movies. Don't know the comic character as much.
Exactly.
At number 8, Rocky Raccoon. Rocky Raccoon.
And I got to give Bradley Cooper credit. Man, it's so unfair. How is he good at everything? It's just, I mean, come on, man.
whether it is writing in Silver Linings Playbook, yeah, and directing, or it is voice acting like this, or just The Hangover and just acting
I'm
in general.
I'm telling you.
It just got an Oscar nomination for his, you know,
for Maestro.
Yeah, you're right. It ain't fair. Also, I root for him. I still root for
him. I do, too. I think he's great. I think he's really cool. Not just because we went to the same school. Yeah, not just because.
Right on. I put Rocket in one of my top 10 characters, favorite characters.
It's such a fun character, yeah.
I don't know if I would say that without him doing the voice work. You get a chance. There's a lot of great behind-the-scenes footage of him recording and doing this, and the way that they would get Rocket's facial
expressions,
the same as
yeah.
his. It's really cool to see how that was done.
That's really
it's
good. Really and, cool. and boy, is how good did they do with a believable character, with a CGI character like Rocket and wow, amazing.
Go through a couple of these here. Doctor Strange, Loki, and Thor bring us into the top five. Number 7, 6, and 5, respectively. Yeah. I say them all together because all three of them are played by incredibly handsome and very talented actors.
Yep.
And I think
it helps.
That's a big part of it. Yeah. yeah.
It absolutely helps.
Benedict Cumberbatch is, to me, the greatest actor in the game right now. Mm-hmm. And you get him playing a role and buying in.
To some really ridiculous stuff when you think the whole mystic thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because not for nothing. If you want an example of what a superhero movie looks like when an actor doesn't buy in, you watch that second Shazam movie, man. And you've got Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu, who are two of the better actors I've ever seen in my life, especially Helen Mirren. And it is the definition of, oh my God, that you can practically see them holding the script and just reading the lines. I'm pretty sure there's a clip, a deleted scene Lucy Liu.
Yeah.
At the bank depositing the check.
Oh, yeah, this is a nice one. Here we go. Yeah. What I have to do, and then, yeah, they don't care. Yeah.
There is no second episode of Star Trek if the actors didn't buy in.
Right.
There's such a.
You need buy-in. You do.
It is such a game changer when you have that.
Yep.
It really, and it's a big part of the selling point of all of this in the popularity.
The ridiculousness of superheroes, right.
It's not enough to get a big name to sign on for a character. Mm-mm. It's getting the right actor for the right role and getting them to buy in.
Yep.
When you have a Robert Downey Jr. that is going to possibly throw his career away because he believes this much in Iron Man.
Yep.
It gets lost in the shuffle now, but his production company and the Marvel Universe as a company was in flux. And
they were
looking at maybe selling. They were looking at possibly being bought out, which eventually they would by Disney for a whole lot more and a whole lot different.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Yep.
At number 4, Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again, Chris Evans. I mean, who was I can't imagine anyone else. I just can't do it.
Spider-Man comes in at number 3.
Wow.
Very popular considering a number of different characters, but the history of that character and I think the age of that character has always helped it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's been so many successful movies with it, yeah.
Spider-Man's eternally a teenager.
Yep.
He's always in that incarnation.
Even as he's grown up in the comic books and then being de-aged and then grown up, yeah, I mean.
It is one of those things that I kind of liked about the Spider-Verse movies where you get different versions of him.
Which is always fun. Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name? Doing the kind of like, you know, has-been Spider-Man. Oh. His perfect casting. A perfect character. At number 2, Iron Man, Tony Stark.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
He's number 2?
Yeah, that's pretty
high. I thought
he
was going to be number 1.
That is all. Oh, really?
Okay. I thought he was going to be number 1.
There's no way I would have thought Spider-Man would be below Iron Man.
Yeah.
But, you know, the popularity.
Robert Downey Jr., I'm telling you.
And at number 1, where he should be, Stan Lee.
That's a trick question.
That's a trick question. Stan Lee, of course,
but we love
a
Stan.
Real Marvel character, but it was had the, maybe one of all the greatest cameos in the Marvel universe is done by Stan Lee.
Just about every Marvel movie, even going back to 2000, the X-Men,
And we're not even having these fun, silly conversations without Mr. Lee.
Absolutely.
So, big credit to Mr. Stan Lee. Take a time out. We'll come back, get into our schedule, some events going on in the area, and more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Final segment of the morning show for the week. Mm-hmm. We'll be back at Monday to do this all over again. Thank you so much for joining us, all of our guests, all of our sponsors, and the best listeners in radio. Big thank you to all of our co-hosts. It's been a long week.
It has been a long week. Thank you, everyone. Yeah. For coming out here to the party. Thanks for listening, of course. This was it's all for you guys. That's why we do this. So
it's been a long week, but it's been a really good week.
Very fulfilling week.
Yes, very worth it. Wouldn't change it for anything. No. We appreciate it. We're already working hard on our next year.
Yes.
But we are still celebrating. We got, you know, through November to celebrate WFHR.
We do.
And part of how we're doing that is looking for your recipes, everybody. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about this, and we encourage you to get your recipes to us through email if you'd like it, info@WFHR.com, or direct messaging us on our Facebook pages, mm-hmm. Or, you know, our new link.
Yes, we have. Wait, we have a link now?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, gosh, I haven't looked on the website.
Oh, I don't know if it's on. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
For right now, then, just because if he's not sure, then that makes me.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, let's go ahead and just assume that it's not there yet, but it will be very soon.
We will let you know when it's up and running.
But you can get those recipes to us. I encourage you to do so. I can tell you right now that Pamela Jean Stern Mailoff is hard at work finding a family recipe. She just is having a hard time choosing one.
Just narrowing it down. That can be hard, too. Mm-hmm. So you may want to take some time with this.
It's a great way for you to be immortalized and your recipe to be immortalized in our WFHR WRI cookbook.
Yep.
We're excited about that one. Get us those recipes, everybody. And thank you again to everybody who celebrated our open house with us.
Good to see you.
We are, Seth and I, our phones have been blowing up because you guys have been texting us trying to get these brewer tickets.
Yep, that's right.
We give away free brewer's tickets every Friday throughout the rest of the baseball regular season.
Go not ahead. Much left.
No, I'm looking ahead here, man, and we've got September, and that's about it.
That's it. That's all we got.
Three in September, and that'll wrap up on September 19th.
Yes.
So for today, text us the keyword FAST and get a chance to win tickets for the Thursday, August 28th game versus Arizona, your Brewers taking on the Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. Again, text us the keyword FAST through the Civic Media app. Big thank you to everybody who has already done so.
Yes.
And of course, looking at our schedule and local events in the area, a lot of great things going on. Join us for the Rapids Report. We'll have a couple of new episodes for you streaming at WFHR.com. And one of them will be our ADRC interview with Amy Vetter.
Oh, very nice.
Amy and I are going to get into a couple of important topics involving our senior population out there today. Okay. Looking forward to that.
Very good.
And in part two, the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, we're going to be talking with them.
All right.
Getting ready for the new school year.
School year is just around the corner.
It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's also exciting to have high school football to talk about.
It's back.
Seth and I will be talking about that on Playmakers today from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. We'll be taking your calls and talking sports. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing sponsoring that hour. We greatly appreciate them doing that. And we'll be your tailgate into Marcusan and Assumption, also happening at 6:50 over on 105.5 WIRI. Mike, Randy, and Seth going to have that one for you.
Yes, this will be a good one. Another football game. We got one under our belts now. 150 to go. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
But we do have a lot of games coming up, so stay tuned.
We're going to cover as many as we can. Yep. Shout out to this team for being able to do so. A lot of great stuff there. And a lot of great stuff going on this weekend.
So. Wow, there's tons.
Yeah. Tomorrow, on Saturday, tomorrow, at the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department, they have their open house.
Very cool.
It'll be happening from 10 to 1. It's right over at Fire Station Number 1 at 1511 12th Street South, right here in Rapids. Food trucks will be on site at the event. Come meet your fire medics. Activities include station tours, fire truck and ambulance tours, Freddy the fire truck, junior firefighter challenge course.
Ooh. Okay, that sounds interesting. Junior. Ooh. James, junior.
Oh, come on.
You're not a junior.
Man. Fine. Anyway, ladder, truck, splash pad, weather dependent, fire extinguisher prop. That sounds interesting.
That sounds like fun, right?
And even more. And one of the best parts about this, you bring the kids down there and they see a fire truck. Maybe they get a spark in them and they want to be a firefighter one day and be a part of this thing and put back into their community.
Well, it only takes a spark, James, to get a fire going. Huh? So I...
Head on over there and support our Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department. We greatly appreciate the work of every single one of those those individuals years past to today. Mm-hmm. Celebrate them. And I love that they're doing this.
Always good to see what's going on. Yeah, yeah. I do appreciate that.
Also got some other great stuff going
on
this
week. We got tomorrow again. Man, tomorrow's a busy day. You can fill up your whole day with this stuff. At Rooted in Red, it is the annual Run, Walk, and Rock and Roll at the ODC, or with the ODC, I should say. It's at Rooted in Red. Enjoy running, walking, or rolling around several paths on Rooted in Red's beautiful cranberry marshes. Wagon rides will also be available. Wagon rides, everybody. This is an all-inclusive family event. It's free and open to the public, and they're going to have live music there, too. Fantastic groups. The Antoinettes are going to be playing from 4 to 6, and then from 6 to 9, it is our good friends, Southbound. There's going to be food trucks there. There's going to be all kinds of raffles as well. There's a big fundraiser for the ODC and all the fantastic stuff they do in our community. Big thank you to them, and go and have some fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good event. Wanted to also mention this one going on over at the library.
The Coosa Library. Yeah. They're having a town hall on Monday at 5 o'clock. Snacks will be provided. They're going to discuss library's needs and future, and you can learn also about their ADA accessible desk, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, head on over there. Support our libraries, everybody. Looking at some world good stories, the BBC did a story on a woman with ALS named Sarah Ezekiel, who lost the ability to speak at the age of 34.
Oh, no.
But thanks to AI, she got her voice back 25 years later.
Wow.
She's been using a computer-generated voice that was really really robotic, but a company called Smartbox was able to pull audio from an old VHS tape and clone her voice.
Wow.
The old audio was poor quality and just 8 seconds long, but thanks to the newest tech, it was enough.
That's amazing. Wow, she has a voice now. How cool is that?
And, you know, when we're looking at the positives of AI.
Exactly. Some of that there are positives. You're right.
And a couple in Canada named Ray and Jean McKay just celebrated their 75th anniversary. Congrats to them.
Congratulations. Amazing.
Cool. We encourage you to stick around for more great stuff coming up. Have a good weekend.
Bye. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.